U.S. officials describe Khalid Sheikh Mohammed as one of the most prominent suspected al-Qaeda members captured so far. But other leaders remain in hiding. NPR's Jackie Northam has a kind of scorecard for us. Who's in custody and who's still beyond reach?
The Bush administration's effort to root out, disrupt, and bring down the al-Qaeda network has been a hit-and-miss operation. About 400 suspected al-Qaeda members have been rounded up so far. But it's not often one of the organization's linchpins is captured. Porter Goss, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, told ABC that the importance of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed can't be exaggerated.
This is the equivalent of the liberation of Paris in the Second World War. This is taking out Goebbels as an operative for the German Wehrmacht. This is just extremely important, and it is going to lead to other very successful activities very shortly, I'm sure.
The government has had other high-profile successes. Last September, police in Karachi, Pakistan, arrested Ramzi bin al-Shib, the self-professed coordinator of the 9/11 hijackings. An operations director, Abu Zubaydah, was captured in Faisalabad, Pakistan. And Mohammed Atef, a key operations chief, was killed during a bombing raid in Afghanistan. But other key al-Qaeda members are still at large, says Jessica Stern, a Harvard terrorism expert.
The first one is Osama bin Laden himself. There are many reports that he is still alive. Also his deputy, Dr. Ayman al-Zawahiri, very critical planner in al-Qaeda. Abu Musab Zarqawi, who the Bush administration says is active in northern Iraq and has links with Iraq.
The al-Qaeda network is one of the largest terrorist organizations ever, says Professor Paul Wilkinson with St. Andrew's College in Scotland. And Wilkinson says the leaders represent only a fraction of those who are able to recruit for, plan, and implement terrorist attacks.
The 10 most wanted list is only the tip of the iceberg. There are many people who are not in that list who are very experienced and ruthless terrorists.
But it's hard to keep a scorecard when you don't know how big the team is or who exactly is on it. Al-Qaeda uses a wide network of affiliates and regional cells, making it more difficult to track members down.
A great concern now is who you haven't got, and more than that, who you don't even know about.
David Harris, the former chief of strategic planning at Canada's intelligence service, says the al-Qaeda network continues to evolve. And Harris says there are always people being groomed to replace al-Qaeda leaders who have been killed or captured.
One of the problems, though, that we have seen in al-Qaeda is that there has been some emphasis on succession planning, so that you would have people who might be in a position to step into the senior positions, the positions of guidance and leadership, in the event that some of the most senior authors of much of what we've seen were to be taken out.
So Harris says the capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed may be a major blow for al-Qaeda, but it's unlikely to topple the terrorist network. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.